Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And he gets the shotgun snap, and he gets a block from him, and he sets up, he's hit, he fumbled the ball, and it's picked up on the play. It's Jared Verse at the 50, near sideline 40, foot race to the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, Rams!
Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. Who else? That was a Jared Verse 57-yard scoop and score. Made it 17-3. The Rams were in cruise control. They put this thing away basically in the first half. The defensive line was all over Sam Darnold. 6 sacks in the first half. And the Rams are moving on to play your Philadelphia Eagles. Good morning, Pearl.
Great. Great. I get to see a fully realized young defense and a really, really good offense. I wanted the Commanders or the Vikings. I did not want the Rams.
I can see why, because they look pretty dominant. Yeah. But I think the big story here, before we turn the page and start talking about the divisional round, that's the last we're going to see from Sam Darnold. It's been a fun season. It was a fun story until it became kind of a sad story. In the last 2 weeks, not only has Sam Darnold turned back into a pumpkin, he has cost himself probably a long-term deal, lots of money. And to be honest, I don't even think the Vikings are going to bring him back now. They're probably hoping and praying that J.J. McCarthy's knee will heal. McCarthy was always going to be plan A because he's the first-round draft pick. Yeah. They've made the investment in him. You've got your bridge quarterback back there with Daniel Jones. I feel for Sam Darnold because even though I've been extremely critical of him, I always thought he handled himself very well in New York when things were just crumbling and burning all around him. I feel bad for him, but he has just not played well the last two games. And if I'm a team that's desperate for a quarterback, I don't want to tie myself to Sam Darnold because what is he going to do? He's going to put you right in the middle, Perloff. He's going to be good enough to win you a couple of games, but not nearly good enough to make you an actual contender or threat in the postseason. And so Sam Darnold does nothing for me if I am looking for a quarterback.
Well, I don't understand. There are a lot of teams who don't even have a Sam Darnold. So you'd rather go with an Aiden O'Connell and win three games?
Well, if I have a long-term plan where I want to get into the draft and I look at the quarterbacks who are playing in the divisional round, and outside of Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts, I'm watching top 10, top 7, top 2 picks.
So this is a process thing. You don't want Sam Darnold.
Let me just make that process.
Honestly, what I'm hearing is you don't want Sam Darnold because he's too good.
Well, he's too good, but not good enough. Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you.
So you think he's the ultimate limbo quarterback.
Exactly. So why am I paying $100
million? There's nothing limbo about 14 games.
Yeah, I'm surprised because you're such a system guy and you're such a Kevin O'Connell guy.
I'm all about tanking, but I just think that it's...
No, product of the system, not about tanking. I'm saying such a guy, product of the system. You don't look at Kevin O'Connell and Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and when TJ Hockenson came back after his injury and think,
I told you, Kevin O'Connell is a very good offensive coach. But
so what am I giving Darnold $100 million?
I do think, though, well, $100 million, that's like pocket change for a quarterback. How many years am I getting? For 3 years, $100 million? I mean,
that makes no sense.
There are 3 years, $100 million is bottom of the barrel price for a quarterback. That's nothing. Like he'd be
Well, that's what Baker Mayfield got, $100 million with $50 million.
Yeah, so that's
guaranteed.
What Sam Darnold could definitely get a Baker Mayfield offer. The thing is, Darnold's 27 years old, and even last night he was horrible. Okay, he completely
terrible.
He panicked.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
He was drowning yesterday.
He couldn't complete the short passes. That's when you knew things were bad. Yeah. But he unfurled a couple passes when they went to hurry up. I was like, ooh, that was sick.
That's the bar now? You're like, down by three scores? You can
honestly
get a couple passes in the direction
saying,
of
like,
Jaden,
you know, like,
Naylor?
I'm not saying that, like, he physically, I was like, he's got all the tools. I've said this before. If you had an open combine, like an open workout, and you put J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold together, like, 32 out of 32 coaches not knowing who they were would take Sam Darnold. Like, yes. He's...
Two teams have already been fooled by this. The Jets and the Carolina Panthers.
Well, the Panthers didn't pay up that big, did they?
Well, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
That's on you. If you want to be a general manager who is going to eventually get fired because signing Sam Darnold is not fixing your quarterback problem. Not in this day and age. Fixing your quarterback problem is getting your franchise quarterback. And Darnold's not going to do that.
But you can't have 32 franchise quarterbacks. There are teams that are going to have to take bridge quarterbacks, or they're going to have a veteran come in to just provide stability. Not everybody is going to have the next Josh Allen.
Okay, but here's the thing. That guy, that's not Baker Mayfield money. That's Gardner Minshew money or whatever. Sam Darnold is a high-end backup. That's his future. So
there's no way Sam Darnold is not starting in this league next year.
Well,
that'd be crazy.
Then that's a function of a bad league because Sam Darnold is not, or if your goal is just to be an also ran.
They just won 14 games. I understand what you're saying, but there's nothing also ran about what he did. The guy threw 35 touchdowns and 12 picks this year. You know, that's like one of the, and you said in the pre-show, well, maybe Daniel Jones can do that. Daniel Jones is not throwing 35 touchdowns. It's a lot of touchdowns.
Listen, before this year, I don't think people thought Sam Darnold was ever going to throw 35 touchdowns. You put a good team around him, and I'm not saying that Daniel Jones would have the same season. All I'm saying is that Sam Darnold is no longer so good you can't let him out of the building for the Vikings, which is what we heard 3 weeks
that's
ago.
That's a very good point.
This is J.J. McCarthy's team. And he's going to have to either go to Germany or go to Mars or whatever to get his knee back ready to go because he's now plan A. And I think for Darnold, he cost himself a lot in these last two games. Who it's good for, I hate to do this and be so callous about it, but who it's good for is probably more bridge guys like Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins to catch on and continue as opposed to, like, if I'm EJ's New York Jets, and I know Sam Darnold can't ever go back to the Jets.
Right.
But if I'm a team like that, if I'm the Giants, or if I'm a team that is looking for a quarterback, Sam Darnold doesn't do anything for me. All he does is either clog the lane for the next guy or makes it so when I actually get into games where there's actual stakes, look at what happened. The last two games where he actually had stakes, something to play for, he was awful. He was awful. And I can't do that to my franchise.
Yeah, I mean, what's your other? So, who's the starting quarterback for the Giants next year?
Manny. I have no idea.
Who's the starting quarterback?
But not $100 million Sam Darnold, no way.
Who's the starting quarterback for the Raiders next year?
I think the Raiders could be in a full free fall tank.
Yeah, I don't know. It's easy for us to sit here and say lose every game. I think it's harder when you're in the building. Who's the quarterback for, you look around these teams that could actually. There aren't that many teams. There are a lot of young guys. Who is the Jets quarterback?
Yeah, the Steelers quarterback. We have a lot of questions here, but I don't think Sam Darnold's the answer for a lot of these.
Well, let's take the Steelers. Like, you don't think a big, tall, young Sam Darnold be interesting to them?
What's the difference between Sam Darnold? They should have just kept Pickett. You could have developed Pickett into
a million years. Kenny Pickett is not having a 35 touchdown, 12 pick. He came in for the Eagles and immediately threw it to the other team. Like, he's not Sam Darnold.
Okay, well, put Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison on the team, and maybe it's a little bit better. Nope. I'm just saying he's not such a serviceable upgrade, I don't think, for that. So you've had that guy in your building.
I think Sam Darnold's better than Kenny Pickett.
You think the Steelers want him now, maybe at a bargain? It will be a bargain now, I guess.
You have to understand, Baker Mayfield is a gigantic. You said, like, oh, he's not going to get Baker Mayfield money. That is peanuts for a quarterback. I mean, you're saying, can he get paid in the bottom 10 of quarterbacks? Of course.
Okay, but here's the thing about Baker Mayfield. I think it's a little bit of a different calculus. We're talking about the future of Sam Darnold after a 9-sack game yesterday. He was bad. Vikings were completely thrown off their game because of the Rams defense, or Sam was just bad. Anyway, the thing about Baker Mayfield, I think it's very different in Tampa, where you're coming off of Tom Brady just turned you into a Super Bowl champion out of thin air and what made you a perennial playoff team for his second act. And now you just need somebody who's going to keep you around the playoffs. You got a winnable division. And I don't see many people being that upset about Baker Mayfield and their loss to the Commanders. Like, you're just happy you have someone who kind of keeps this window sort of open a little bit, right?
Right.
You're going to a place like the Giants, Again, it would not be the Jets because that bridge has been burned. The Steelers, you're coming in with serious expectations here.
Well,
right?
Maybe the Steelers should stop having those serious expectations. I mean, the Steelers have realistic expectations. They're going 10-7, right? Sam Darnold,
you're
right about
that. Okay, you want to pay $100 million for 10-7 and, well, and more first-round playoff exits?
I'm looking at some of the contracts.
Might as well just keep Russ.
The total value, so Derek Carr is at $150 million. Baker's at $100 million for 3 years. Geno's at 75. Like, he's in the Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, Gardner Minshew lane. And actually, Sam Darnold's comes right after them right now. So that's where he is. And
but
that's
he was
fine.
Being talked about as Sam the Savior, and that's gone.
But he's always been talked about as he's going to get a Baker Mayfield contract. And I don't think he played as badly that he's going to lose the Baker Mayfield money. Like, because it's just not, that's not much of a risk for a team, right? Like, you're not putting all your eggs in the basket like the Browns did with Deshaun Watson.
Okay. Yes, you're right about that. No, that $250 million is not the same. Yes, you're right.
There's more breathing room. Like, yeah. I think people are fascinated by the age and the arm talent. I do.
I think coaches are shallow. Died over the last 2 weeks.
I don't think so. I think coaches always think, oh, I can coach that out of him. I can get him to throw the ball away. But it also too, you look at some of we just playing the highlights on the TV above our head.
Yeah,
there was not a lot of room for him to step up in the middle to throw the ball away. Like. He did hold on to it too long. Some of the sacks were horrible, and totally on him. But the pocket did not hold up very well for him. That's a huge problem.
Huge problem. And are you going to be going to a team where you're walking into a great offensive line? I mean, how many teams in the league actually have an offensive line where a guy can sit and pat the ball for 2.5, 3 seconds? It's so rare. The other thing, too, about a coach will say, oh, I can get the best out of Sam Darnold. We just saw that. Kevin O'Connell just did that.
Yeah.
And they did get the best out of Sam Darnold until they actually needed him. They actually needed him to win that game against Detroit, and he played bad. They actually needed him to keep their playoff hopes alive, and he played worse.
They needed him to beat Green Bay, and he played great.
Okay. Well, maybe Green Bay wasn't also, as good as we thought because they just went to Philadelphia. And
I mean, Detroit's a way better team. The Rams are definitely – the Rams, and I said it yesterday, like Rams the second half of the season have been – since Nacua came back – they're as good as any team in the league. There's just no way. I mean, they started at 1-4, and just you can't judge them from the beginning of the season. The Rams are right there. The Rams are. I can't believe the Rams are such big underdogs against the Eagles. Like that team that the Vikings lost to yesterday, very, very good. Because they had this young defense that just got better and better and better and better. The Vikings lost to two very, very good teams. And I think the Lions and the Rams are very similar teams. I think there's no shame in these losses. Like, they lost to better teams. I don't think it was just Darnold. Do you think the Vikings were as good? I mean, it seemed like a home game, by the way. It was still a road game. I know everyone was wearing purple in the Arizona crowd. Yeah, I don't think, like, this is not like, oh, my God, Sam Darnold and the Vikings blew it. Like, did you really think, like, they were going to the Super Bowl this year?
You win 14 games. You get a game where you're favored.
But they won 14 games, but again, now I'm going back.
This was
but
they, not
but
two their years
win
ago.
Margin, their win margin was like,
okay.
They won a bunch of games
by one
very
score.
Yeah.
And I was told that, hey, don't read so much into that. It wasn't luck. It was, you know, it was this, that, and the other. Look, Kevin O'Connell, he's going to win Coach of the Year.
Yeah,
all of
they
that.
Still should do that.
So you can't change the expectations
now
after they lost.
There isn't a single NFL expert alive who picked the Vikings to come out of the NFC. That just didn't exist.
But
that was not there.
There were a lot who picked them to win that game last night.
Yeah, and what was the spread? It was 2.5.
Ended up being 2.5.
Yeah.
And
so it was a close spread, but nobody thought that, like, the Vikings were not primed to go on a big super run. It just
so then what does 14 wins mean?
14 wins was remarkable for a team that a lot of people did not predict to get in the playoffs. Like, I had no idea they were going to be a playoff team. They're in the hardest division in the NFL, and they just fought and played really well. They're way above expectations this year. Did you pick them to go to the playoffs? EJ was telling us they were good. And we're like, you're crazy. Your brother worked for the team. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Nobody thought the Vikings were going to do anything this year. Sam Darnold was their quarterback, for God's sake.
Well, you're going to move the goalpost now. Now you're going to move the goalpost.
Oh, wait. You're telling me I'm moving the goalpost? Like, you're saying this was disappointing. This was a crazy successful year for the Vikings.
Okay, but you can't look at that game last night. Yeah. What happened in Week 18 and then what happened in that game last night and all of a sudden say, wow, Vikings fans, you were just lucky to be there. That's not how they felt. That's not what people were saying in the media. That's not, it is not, Perloff.
They weren't saying the Vikings are some super team that is going all the way. I think everyone knew the Vikings.
This was not the Vikings of two years ago. Nobody thought that. The advanced metrics told you they were a much better team than two years ago. Yeah, that lost to the Giants.
But their win margin was really thin. They were like 11th in point differential. They were 6th in Super Bowl odds. Like, I don't think they were some super team. Again, especially after the Lions lost last week, that sort of exposed them.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, there was a game. They beat the Jags 12-6 earlier in the year. The Detroit Lions are not beating the Jags 12-6. They're beating them 53-6. So I just think that the Vikings were a good team. Go back to August. Did you really? If I told you the Vikings are going to win 14 games and go out on the first round and Sam Darnold's going to throw 35 touchdowns, would you have taken it? Of course.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you that the conversation has now changed.
It changed in midseason, but that's moving the goalposts.
And the conversation now has changed about Sam Darnold because of how he played the last 2 weeks.
There was an idea
that J.J. McCarthy was going to get traded away to EJ's Jets, to Manny's Giants, to someplace that needed a quarterback because Sam Darnold's here now, everyone, and he's got this thing. Can't let him out of the building. I'm telling you, that is no longer the case. And I see that the chat is mad at me, mad about this whole thing. You know, got him to the Weedo Pat, got him to the playoffs. That's not good enough for another contract. I'm seeing the outrage here. You know, I'm telling you, I think what's going to happen, which is I think Sam Darnold's market deflated in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I definitely think he'll get Baker Mayfield money.
And I don't think he's going to be on the Vikings, that's for sure. Because they could have franchise tagged him, which is what I said to do. But now you're going to pay $40 million for Sam Darnold after what you saw in the last two games?
Yeah, I mean, if you can get him to not hold out on a franchise tag, definitely. Why $40 million for 1 year of a quarterback and then you're out of the contract the next year? What's the risk in that?
Because I think I could probably get that same season with someone who's going to cost me $10 million like Sam cost them this year. I don't need $40 million to run Kevin O'Connell's offense and then lose in the first round of the playoffs. That's not $40
million. $40 million for a quarterback, though? Like, what do you rank, except for the guys of the rookie deal, like, you're near the bottom. For a veteran, that'll be, you're right near the lowest. I know it's supposed to be the average of 4 years, but those guys have longer term. Like, nobody gets quarterbacks for 1 year. So that's the problem. Like, the problem with quarterbacks is you have to pay them and you have to keep paying them. Like, Tua's deal, it just kills the Dolphins. Dak's deal kills the Cowboys.
Right.
Deshaun Watson kills the Browns. 1 year isn't killing anybody. Like, even Daniel Jones, that 2 year contract, didn't really kill the Giants. They're right back in the quarterback market. As long as it's short term, they're fine. I would seriously consider bringing him back because McCarthy had two knee surgeries. He's young. I don't know. I would not throw him out as easily as you would.
855-212-4227. All right, Sam Darnold, what do you think? Does he deserve another contract? Should the Vikings keep him around? I think it's happy trails. See you, pal. Thanks for those 14 wins, bud. See ya backing up Brock Purdy.
Oh, I mean, backing up Brock Purdy? Yeah, right. He could play left-handed and play better than Brock did this year.
855-212-4227. Okay. Does Sam Darnold get a starting job next year? And who is it with? There's a lot of quarterback-needy teams. Couldn't be me. We've got a lot to do, including some major sound-the-alarms coaching news. I felt kind of like an idiot when this news came out. I was like, it was right there the whole time. We talked about it. We kind of abandoned it. We kind of forgot about it. Here it is. Right on our doorstep. Dion.
Do you believe that?
And the Cowboys. See, Manny and I are on the same page. Lots to do. Let's do it. Okay, Pearl. Prize Picks, our obsession.
Yes.
Can I tell you how much fun I had with this last night? So first of all, I'm dead on because I took Sam Darnold's less than yardage. I switched my pickup at the last minute, but I still took the Josh Hart less than 9.5 rebounds. So thank you, Manny Rodriguez, for texting the moment that Josh Hart went over his rebound total. That was a lot of fun. All right. I wasn't a winner last night, but I'm back at it today because this is the most fun I've had betting daily fantasy sports. It is so simple to use. It's available in 40 plus states, including California and Texas. It's America's number one daily fantasy sports app for a reason. It's the show's obsession.
Yeah, I'm doing my research right now. Let's start with the fact that Russell Westbrook's on Denver. Prize Picks now accepts major credit cards for quick and easy deposits into your account. Join Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. You can play in 40-plus states now, Maggie, including California and Texas. All you do is download the Prize Picks app today and use code MNP, and you get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play just $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. I assume that is a precursor to a Dallas Cowboys conversation. One quick final note on Sam Darnold.
We can talk about Sam all morning. We're asking if he's going to have a starting job again next year.
Sam Darnold last night, 25 for 40, 245 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Why does that line not tell anything about the story of last night's game? But I will say this. What killed me about Sam Darnold last night was he was really having trouble in the short passing game, which is, he could have padded those stats even more. But once every, I don't know, five passes, he just throws a pass. I'm like, whoa, what was that? Like, I don't think there are a lot of guys who have the arm talent that Sam Darnold does. There's one play where Jordan Addison, he threw to Jordan Addison on the sideline, and Jordan Addison couldn't quite jump up for it. He probably should have kept running. It was a gorgeous throw. It was an incompletion, but Sam Darnold this year, again, all year long, he did the same thing. Struggled, and then, whoa, like three touchdowns. They'd make these huge chunk plays to make up for all the kind of inaccuracies. So it wasn't actually that different than a lot of Sam Darnold games. They just didn't have the big strike plays. They couldn't. The Rams did a good job on Jefferson, I think, and the plays were taking way too long to develop. They couldn't establish the running game because they were behind. A lot went wrong. I can squint and still, and the same with Carolina. Like, there was times where Sam Darnold would make a play, and the Jets, where he's just an unusual bad quarterback, in my sense. He makes these really wow throws. Now, a lot of quarterbacks do not make those wow throws. Like, I think he's built a little differently than your average bad quarterback. I just think he's taller, better arm, faster. You know what killed me last night? Why didn't he run ever? He just did not.
He was engulfed.
But there had to be a lane. There had to be a lane where somewhere there were times where he could have run. I thought he wasn't looking to run.
But he's not really a running quarterback.
But he's got speed. Like, he should be. You're right. He's not a running quarterback, but I felt like he left some opportunities. Because he's kind of a fast guy, right? Like, he was very, very mobile at USC. I think, and even, like, the slow guys, like, if they're over-pursuing you, you got to get out of there. And he wasn't last night. I mean, you saw it. Like, I'm like, Troy Aikman's like, throw the ball, get out of there, throw the ball. And he just could not do it.
Yeah,
because totally panicked.
Yeah, well, that's it. He is an inconsistent quarterback when he feels any kind of pressure. And Aaron Glenn in week 18 dialed up a blitz, and it looked like Sam Darnold hadn't played football before. So the Rams were all over him. And that's it. And I'd rather take a consistent quarterback than one that gives me a wild play every 25 throws, you know?
I think I take I'm kind of into the wow guy, though. It depends who I am.
This is why you like backup quarterbacks.
Like, it depends where my expectation is. Like, yes, do you want a consistent guy, solid? Like, do you want Kirk Cousins, who's just going to sort of chip down the field? Or do you want to take your risk with a younger, bigger arm Sam Darnold?
Is there a plan C that I can opt into?
I mean, listen, Kirk Cousins, when he was healthy, was good quarterback. Like, not everybody's getting Lamar Jackson, Maggie. There's not 30 MVP candidates around. Like, some teams just need a good quarterback to win some football games.
You realize the irony of picking out Lamar Jackson there in a draft where Sam Darnold went third and Lamar Jackson went 31st. People have been tantalized with Sam Darnold's arm strength and all the tools you just said. And meanwhile, he's just not that good, guys. He's bridge quarterback for life. And you thought that it was going to be different because the Vikings had this really good year. But when push came to shove, he's got limitations. So I'd rather take at least I know the ceiling on Aaron Rodgers has a shot to be super high if I'm looking for 1 year. I'd rather go pie in the sky than go Sam Darnold's going to be just good enough to win me some games to get me out of the draft where I really need to get a quarterback. He's going to be just good enough to play me out of the top five.
Who is the Giants quarterback next year?
don't know.
Who's the Raiders quarterback next year?
You want Sam Darnold now?
Yes, I would take
Sam. It's tough to ask them, though, because they're so starved for competence. But
I think there are franchises that need Sam Darnold. I understand. It's not like when Peyton Manning was a free agent. But I do think a lot of people would take Sam Darnold on a Baker Mayfield, a cheap deal that gives you a lot of flexibility moving forward.
I don't know. In the chat here, Daily, Stafford has no problem beating the Blitz. Good quarterbacks do that. Pine Needle, tremendous arm talent, does not process quick enough to be a starter in the NFL. Processing speed is the number one skill needed. And that's something Sam Darnold's never really had. So yeah. There you go. I don't know. Manny, Bogus, you guys want to answer Perloff's question? He keeps asking, who's going to be the Giants quarterback? Is it Sam Darnold after last night?
It's not Sam, or it's not J.J. McCarthy now either.
Yeah, well, that you can.
I mean, the Vikings shot that report down immediately anyway. That was never going to happen.
I mean, you can say it was never going to happen.
That GM took him in number 10. No GM drafts a quarterback at number 10 and then trades him away
to get the number 3 pick the next year? If you figured out Sam Darnold's your guy?
I mean, that's never really happened, though. Josh Rosen got cut at Arizona, but that's because they had the number 1 pick. It'd be unusual for a GM to put his reputation on the line to draft J.J. McCarthy and just give up on him.
I would agree. I don't know what the percentage of it happening was, but now it's not happening. If it was 1%, it's now 0.
Yeah, and the Vikings were a 14-win team, right? So if they go on a massive run, I think there definitely was a chance that was happening.
Well, yeah, but they might have
gone to the Super Bowl.
Did they immediately shoot that down?
Like, well, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but they're in playoffs. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to.
If they won the Super Bowl, I hear you, but that team was not winning the Super Bowl. And I mean, did anybody? Seriously, you guys are doing, and to me, Maggie, you're doing revisionist history. Like, 3 weeks ago, even before the Lions game, there was not a lot of Super Bowl buzz around the Vikings. There just wasn't. They had this gaudy record, but it was so thin. Like, they just won so many close games where the Lions just were wagon.
I know, but you told me that they beat the Packers, so obviously they're a good team. That shows they're a good team. And I think also, I think that's not correct, because that Week 18 was a winner-take-all for the number one seed. And so you have the number one seed in the NFC, and you're telling me you have no shot? And this was different than the 12-4 Vikings that lost to the Giants. This was a much better defense, first of all.
Week 17, even when they, remember when they beat the Packers and Sam Darnold got on everyone's shoulders in the locker room, did it really feel like, we're going to see this team go to the Super Bowl? I think we disagree about this. I think even then there was like, yeah, this is a nice story, but show me one expert who said this team could go to the Super Bowl. It just didn't exist.
That's fine, but I'm not giving $100 million to a nice story and tying myself for multiple years to a nice story. I don't want to do that, because whether you say this is good for the Vikings, they outkicked their coverage this year, whatever you want to say, that can't be the goal. The goal has to be, you've got to be as competitive as possible so that the Lions and the Packers don't boat race you. And by the way, the Bears might too. So you got to keep pace.
That's not scaring me, but yeah. Okay. You're Dr. Evil-ing this number with Sam Darnold. You know, in the movie Austin Powers, where Dr. Evil holds the world hostage, he goes, $1 million?
Yeah.
$100 million, you're like, I'm not spending $100 million on a quarterback. That's the equivalent of Dr. Evil's. That is nothing. That makes him like that's high-end backup money right now.
He made $10 million this year.
Yes, 100 for 1 year. $100 million for 3 years, and he is the lowest-paid starting quarterback in the NFL.
That's why I don't think he's a starter.
You're like, I'm not giving him $100 million. Like, that's nothing. Like, Sam Darnold.
But your bridge quarterbacks don't get $100 million. That's what I'm saying. Because you don't want to tie him to a lot of years. So I don't want to give him years, and I don't want to give him money. So how does he get to $100 million?
3 years, $100 million. That means you can cut him after two for 65.
But like, I have J.J. McCarthy. What am I do? Why would I do that?
Well, I don't know. I think somebody else will give him Baker Mayfield deal. I don't think the Vikings will not. You're right. They'll try and tag him if they want to keep him. And then his agent will be like, don't tag me. I want to go get that Baker Mayfield deal.
I don't think he's getting tagged.
Right, no, I think he gets a Baker Mayfield kind of contract. Like, that's a bridge deal now. $100 million for 3 years is not starting NFL quarterback money. It'd be at the lowest end possible. Also, by the way, what about the Seahawks? I mentioned Geno.
Yeah.
Who's their quarterback? That's a really interesting question, too. There are a lot of like teams that are not going to get a superstar quarterback who might want Sam Darnold. Is that a sell or what?
Fewer today.
Yeah, which is fine. I think he has to leave Minnesota altogether now. As long as, and obviously they have the best feel of the McCarthy knee situation. As long as they think he's going to be healthy for next year, Sam's got to go.
Like the city limits. Like he's got to pack up and go.
Right. He can't become the backup now, because then the second McCarthy struggles, then you live in a world where people like, put Sam back in. Let Daniel Jones be your backup and do the McCarthy experiment next year, as opposed to, since you couldn't do this year.
Well, why can't you just keep Darnold and say McCarthy's coming off a knee injury and he's still developing?
I don't like drama. I don't need McCarthy having Sam Darnold coming off a 14-win regular season sitting behind him.
Oh, I thought I took this a different way. I thought you were like, because Sam Darnold played so bad the last 2 weeks, like he's got to get out of town. The fan base like shows up with pitchforks or something.
No, I don't like backup quarterback drama. So I want my guy to not put any real pressure on especially a young guy like this. So if they know McCarthy's healthy to be their guy next year, then Sam's got to be gone.
That's funny. Your franchise won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
But that being said, if Darnold
goes... But no one wanted Jeff Hostetler to play over Phil Sims.
But he did start the next year. But anyway, yeah.
Okay, but like...
But one thing about the Vikings, McCarthy is coming off an injury and he's super young. They might have to get... If Darnold leaves, they might have to get another veteran bridge quarterback.
They've got Daniel Jones. That's why he's there.
Yeah, but would they look at... would they look at Rodgers?
I mean, if you want drama.
I mean, if that's because J.J. McCarthy can't play at the beginning of next year, then you keep Sam.
But they sit in a division where the Green Bay Packers sat Aaron Rodgers for 3 years. I don't think they'd be terrified of sitting McCarthy another year. He's just very, very young.
And I didn't like him to begin with in the first place, but I think if you've committed to him by taking him, if he's going to be your guy, if you want him to be your guy next year, I don't think you'd help him by having Sam Darnold sitting behind him.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, it was a different world when Rodgers was sitting behind Favre. There wasn't the rookie wage scale in the way it is. Remember, Sam Bradford, thank you, Manny, could hold out for $50 million before he ever stepped on a field. It's a different calculus. Now you want to win with the rookie quarterback if you can.
They just did it again with Jordan Love.
They paid him, though.
Wow, they extended. They sort of did a low-end two-year, $26 million extension.
And then what they do last offseason.
Right. But
he's one of the top five highest-paid quarterbacks.
But you said that they waited 3 years on Love, right? It was a three or two.
It was three.
But that weird deal, they made it. They changed it to where they could get out or they could keep him. It was a smart move by them.
But in essence, they did the exact same thing with Jordan Love that they did with Aaron Rodgers.
Right, but that's also, they weren't planning on Aaron Rodgers winning two more MVPs.
Yeah, I mean,
after they took Jordan Love.
They weren't planning on Brett Favre being relevant for when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. I didn't think Favre had 3 good years. He was on the decline.
Right, but the philosophy is different now. I think in a perfect world, teams want to win when their quarterback's still cheap.
But I'm just saying the Vikings...
That was not in the thought process back when Favre and Rodgers were doing this.
Yeah, no, you're right. But I think the Vikings see the Packers who would love and be like, you know what? They can wait another year on McCarthy. I mean, they might get a veteran.
Okay, but think about it. You're keeping the seat warm for a veteran who's not winning MVPs. Like, Aaron Rodgers forced their hand. I don't think they wanted to keep Rodgers for 3 more years. They wanted him for 1 year and then let him go and have Jordan Love. It's just Rodgers made him all of a sudden put together these all-time seasons, and they had to keep him.
Yeah, I mean, same kind of dynamic happened with Favre. I'm just saying, 2 years is Mahomes sat for a year. I don't think sitting 2 years is some gigantic, huge problem with J.J. McCarthy. And I don't think anyone, we've never even seen J.J. McCarthy throw 30 passes in a game. He's a bit of an unknown.
That's true. Apparently, we had a lot to say about Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy. We got a coaching situation going on in Dallas, Bogish.
All your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. The Rams brought their entire game day experience with them to Arizona, including their DJ, their mariachi band. They organized buses for fans from L.A. to Glendale. And the Cardinals were nice enough to paint the field with Rams logos and colors. And then the team did its part on the field.
First and 10 from the 13-yard line. Stafford, cool as can be, takes the snap, looking left, comes off that read, sidearm throw, to the 9, to the 5, to the end zone! Touchdown, Davis Allen! Touchdown, L.A.!
Matt Mad Money Smith on Rams Radio. Touchdown LA with 15 seconds to go before halftime, giving the Rams a 24-3 edge on the Vikings in our last wild card game. It wasn't as close as the 27-9 final. Head coach Sean McVay, I'm playing through the tragedies back at home.
Once we got here, I think that offered, you know, just a chance to kind of exhale. Now let's lock in. Let's all be in the same place. Let's have two really good days of preparation, and then let's peak at the right time. And our guys certainly did that. It seems like we've been here for a while. It seems like we were waiting on this game for a long time, and this Philly game will come really quickly.
That Philly game is Sunday afternoon.
I feel like if Sean McVay is anywhere for 5 minutes, he feels like he's been there a long time. Someone who always has to be on the go.
I also mixed up my LA announcers. That was J.B. Long on that Rams highlight. The Vikings, meanwhile, they go home after 14 wins, crashing into back-to-back thumpings from the Lions and Rams. Not the ending that Kevin O'Connell expected.
We've got the right kind of things going on in this organization, but we've got to find a way to play better as a team, complement each other, and do the things we need to do to win games against the class of the NFL. And that's what we're going to go back to work and do.
And on top of Donald, O'Connell needs an extension or a new contract or some form of payment this offseason too, right?
Some form of payment?
Like PayPal.
Apple
yeah,
Pay.
Something. He takes Venmo.
Cash App.
They teased us last night. Reports that Jerry Jones
Careful
and
now.
Deion Sanders spoke after the Cowboys divorced Mike McCarthy earlier yesterday. Then Deion did confirm the chat but said he loves Boulder. And those Buffs. NBA last night, the Spurs spoiled the Lakers' return to L.A. 126-102. Wemby with 23 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 blocks. And the Warriors lost in Toronto 104-101. Golden State has dropped 4 of 5. Guys, back to you.
Bogus, thanks a lot. You're holding up nicely there.
Yeah, that's you debatable.
You and Troy, same, same.
No sympathy for Troy last night. I had it. But a lot of people were mad that he was even, like, working.
Oh, really? He held up well, I thought. His voice was definitely compromised, but he made it.
It didn't bother me much, yeah.
I saw some tweets like, just take a sick day, have a cough drop.
I mean, I don't know how sick he was or if he was contagious, but I kind of like it when an announcer kind of sounds a little worn.
Like yeah.
Like sometimes like a rapper or a singer, sometimes they sound a little better kind of when they're a little worn. Like you'll hear like, oh, I was sick when I recorded that song. I'm like, that's why your voice sounds like that. It's awesome.
Tom Brady, the best game he had early in the season when he was struggling was that game where he lost his voice a little bit. They're like, okay, maybe I can relate to this guy a little more than like it did. Yeah, I agree with you. Like there is something like Madden's voice was always saying, seemed like he was dying.
Yeah, I feel great.
Coach, it's like Doc Rivers' voice. Yeah, it's like sandpaper at this point.
Exactly.
The coach, if your coach doesn't sound like crap, then he's not working hard
coaching?
Enough.
Did you even coach the game? That's funny, EJ. You like when a singer is not at the top of their game, like you want Pavarotti on an off day?
I mean, it depends on the kind of singer. Like maybe not someone like who's like, nah, I mean, I'm Mariah Carey, but like, again, I think of rappers. Like there are a lot of rappers who have performed or have songs that where their voice sounds a little weird, and they'll say, yeah, I was kind of sick when I recorded that, but actually, when I went back and listened, I liked how my voice sounds, so I just kept it.
Yeah.
And usually those songs sound better.
We need to introduce you to a little-known artist you may have heard of, Bob Dylan. He might be someone for you.
Rock star, my two favorite songwriters, like Lou Reed and Bob Dylan, had the worst voices on earth. Like, a rock star with a good voice is terrible. Like, nobody wants a rock star to be able to sing. Like, you might as well just get rid of that guy immediately. Every great rock star couldn't sing.
So you didn't like Eddie Vedder?
Eddie Vedder's voice is garbage. Like he's like my daughter is a really good singer. Like she can't even listen to Eddie Vedder. She's like, he's so off key.
Well, she couldn't sing Daughter or Jeremy, so we're even.
Maybe she can. I don't know.
Probably not.
Eddie Vedder's in the Bob Dylan, like you can't even understand half the words.
Who are these
people?
Like
in Yellow Ledbetter? What the heck is he talking about?
Sit this one out. No, Manny, you're big. You found Lynyrd Skynyrd. So now you're.
Oh yeah, big time. I listened to all the Lynyrd Skynyrd albums.
Well, Lynyrd Skynyrd happened 30 years before the Pearl Jam. It's at least 20.
You're also wearing a Sonics hat today, and I would argue that if you have a Sonics hat, you have to have some cursory Pearl Jam knowledge.
Sean Kemp.
No, close enough.
I'll pay you $40 for that hat. That hat is great.
Think about it in the break.
Think about it.
This is Indecent Proposal. I've got a weird Indecent Proposal.
This is
don't give it away now.
This is Decent Proposal. Unless you find it gross to share hats, then it's indecent.
Can we put the poll up? Do you want your rock stars to have good voices? I think of like Axl Rose had a great voice. I want to listen to Guns N' Roses.
I don't know. Axl Rose had a great voice.
Yes.
I mean, like, yeah, what define, like, Adele has a great voice.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well, that's, I, no, they don't sound like Barbara Streisand. I get that. It's not Adele. It's not Pavarotti.
Not show tunes.
Yeah, this is different, but that's, I want my rock hands. Star.
Rock stars cannot have great voices. My favorite band, Stephen Malkmus, the lead singer Pavement, took voice lessons and got worse and worse as he went. Yeah.
What am I paying for? And we have a decent proposal. Perloff just offered Manny $40 for a Sonics hat. Not exactly Robert Redford in a... Demi Moore, 855-212-4227. All right, you guys want to talk about the Vikings. We want to talk about Sam Darnold. And, of course, got a little coaching news. Dallas Cowboys making a change yesterday. We got it all for you next.
I feel great.
Did you say that in my ear? Did you say that out in the... Okay. Manny said, this is Pearl Jam, Black. Yeah, I know. I lived through it. Manny read about it in a history book.
Just learned about it.
The two questions. We'll get to the Cowboys in a minute. And Sam Darnold and everything. Two questions on the show now that have to, we got to stop the show dead in its tracks just for this. One, Perloff doesn't think rock stars have good voices.
No, you don't want your rock star to be like an opera singer, of course. You want him to sound cool.
Okay, but that they could have good voices. Like, I think Eddie Vedder is a good voice.
Well, what defines a good voice then? Yeah, he sounds really cool, but he's like, I mean, if he showed up at like a... like a chorus or something, people are like, yeah, you're not good.
Well, okay, disagree. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a good rock voice, but it's certainly not like a classic singing voice.
Sure, it's not, you know.
It sounds like he's been smoking and drinking for about a year straight.
A year.
That's why, decades. It sounds like, yeah, he sounds like Troy Aikman last night. I think EJ's original point was Aikman sounded kind of cool, raspy, and Eddie Vedder is as raspy as they get. Sounds like Doc Rivers.
Yeah, the guy who comes up on stage with a bottle of red wine and then just drinks it throughout the show. At least that's what happened like, when I saw Eddie Vedder.
Classic rock. Yeah, that's what you want.
I guess I consider that voice still good. Anyway, do you want your rock stars to have good voices? And then second, Perloff has made a proposal to Manny. Manny's wearing this really cool Seattle Supersonics throwback hat. And Perloff just said, I'll give you $40 for the hat. And we called it a decent proposal. But now Cap is saying he would never share a hat. EJ also saying you would never share a hat. But I ask you this question. Have you ever borrowed somebody's bathing suit?
No. What?
Are you crazy?
I mean,
that's
about a kid, maybe.
No. Okay, I'm just asking. I wasn't sure if you had a double standard.
I thought you were like, that is not like, yes, have you ever, you just told me that entire setup did not work in any way. Let me get this straight. Let me correct this right. You will not share hats, but you will share bathing suits with another man? No.
I wasn't sure if guys share bathing suits. I have
they
no
don't.
Idea.
They definitely don't.
If you forget your bathing suit and you go over to somebody's house and they're like, I'll give you a bathing suit. It's presumably it's been washed. It's clean.
Nah, you always say, I'm good, man. I'll just go in my shorts because presumably you're coming in your shorts as well.
Right. Your boxers.
Yeah.
So you'd rather... But you might not be able to go into
someone else's pool with your underpants on. Another man's, like, you're not putting that straight naked on your...
That feels like something maybe you would have done when you were, like, 12.
Yeah.
Like maybe your parents, maybe your mom's like, oh, I forgot the bathing suit. All right, well, my you know...
Borrow this
Yeah, bathing. Maybe, but I don't... Not as a man, definitely not.
Also, the way you described it, it wasn't like you arrived at that person's house and you needed a bathing suit. You said... I mean, but you guys would share a bathing suit, right? That sounds like you were out of the ocean. Hey, bro, give me those trunks. I want to go swimming.
Borrowing bathing suits?
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Are you borrowing bathing suits as a grown woman, Maggie? Yeah.
I'm not, but I guess I thought it was different for guys.
So, yeah.
If I show up someplace and I'm like, oh, I forgot my bathing suit. I didn't actually forget my bathing suit. I just didn't want to get in the pool. Like, sometimes women just don't want to get in the pool. I think for guys, you guys always want to get in the pool. There's no reason. You don't have to worry about your hair. You don't have to worry about your makeup. You don't have to worry about other things. You just get in the pool whenever you want.
Yeah.
You don't realize how lucky you are.
Well, I mean, listen.
If you went to someone's house and they had a pool and you're like, I forgot my trunks, they'd be like, you can borrow my bathing suit.
Yeah, that sounds weird when you put it that way. EJ, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So you don't like sharing hats?
No, I would never share.
If I gave you a choice, I said... Could I wear your hat? You have to wear my hat for the rest of the show, or we can go in the restroom and exchange on underwear. Which one would you prefer?
I'll take the hat.
Wait a minute.
I'll take off my boxer briefs.
I'll take the hat in a heartbeat.
See, you will. Okay. Push comes to shove, you'll share hats.
Wait, I didn't say take off your bathing suit and give me your bathing suit. I'd borrow another bathing suit that's been washed. a clean bathing suit, guys.
Let me put it this way. We're on the 10th floor. Would you rather jump out the window right now or share underwear later in the show?
Sharing underwear is...
You just said sharing bathing suits. When you think about it, they're not that different.
I imagine in my head, the bathing suit's been clean.
The underwear has been clean.
It's something else in the drawer that's clean. Hey, would you like to borrow this?
But what if you needed
to
borrow?
The hat's never getting washed.
There's no circumstance where I would borrow another man's underwear, even if it was washed.
Perloff, you want to switch socks later?
See, that, I guess, if there was a reason. No, not really. That's gross, too. That's even worse.
I'm not putting you on Wiki Feet, Perloff.
No, only my gigantic. There's only space for my gigantic feet and Wiki Feet. I take up the whole internet. So big there. All right, sorry, guys. Don't share bathing suits. Kill me.
No.
I learned something here. We'll talk about the Cowboys next.